From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday the recent court order suspending his immigration plan was motivated by politics. Speaking in Washington to law enforcement chiefs, the president warned that the nation's security is compromised without the travel restrictions in his executive order. Mr. Trump read from a law already on the books.
Suspension of entry or imposition of restrictions by the president. He may, by proclamation, and for such period as he shall deem necessary. So here it is. People coming in. Suspend the entry of all aliens. Right? That's what it says.
A U.S. appeals court in San Francisco says it will likely rule this week on whether a federal judge had the legal grounds to suspend Mr. Trump's ban last month on immigration from 7 terrorism-plagued countries. The administration denies that it is targeting Muslim nations in the ban. The Somali Speaker of Parliament announced Wednesday that lawmakers had elected a new president. Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, better known as Farmajo, was declared the winner after 2 rounds of voting by the Somali parliament in Mogadishu. Turkey's military said Wednesday that Syrian rebel forces have taken control of strategic hills surrounding the Islamic State-held town of Al-Bab. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Turkish forces and allied Syrian rebels launched an operation late Tuesday and seized territory on the western outskirts of Al-Bab. The town is a key area in northern Syria that is increasingly becoming a focal point of the conflict. This is VOA News. Authorities in northern Afghanistan say Islamic State terrorists have killed at least 6 local employees of the International Committee of the Red Cross. Thomas Glass is a Red Cross spokesman.
They were attacked on the way down by some unknown gunmen, and 6 of our colleagues were shot and killed, and 2 of our colleagues are still unaccounted for.
The ICRC said that the team was on its way to deliver livestock materials when it was ambushed. The Taliban has denied involvement in the incident. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote Wednesday to approve Senator Jeff Sessions as the nation's new attorney general. Sessions has faced sharp opposition from Democrats who question his record on immigration and civil rights. Democrat Elizabeth Warren was banned from the debate after she made statements on the Senate floor questioning Sessions' motives, an act that the majority said broke Senate rules of decorum. Here is Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
She had appeared to violate the rule. She was warned. She was given an explanation. Nevertheless, she persisted.
But Democrat Chuck Schumer defended Warren.
The chair directed the senator to take her seat. In my view, it was totally, totally uncalled for. Senator Warren wasn't hurling wild accusations.
The Sessions confirmation process has been contentious as Democrats use Senate rules to stretch out the proceedings. The United Nations is appealing for $2.1 billion to provide assistance to the people in Yemen. Lisa Schlein reports.
This is the largest consolidated appeal for Yemen since the Saudi Arabian coalition began bombing the country March 26, 2015. In support of the government in its battle against the Houthi rebels. UN officials say the amount of money needed is a symptom of the humanitarian crisis facing this war-torn country. They say airstrikes have demolished bridges, key roads, entire neighborhoods and ports, leaving millions of people without electricity, water, and food. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A Russian judge has given prominent opposition leader Alexei Navalny a 5-year suspended sentence after he was convicted of embezzlement. Navalny accused government officials of trying to block him from running for president. He said he would appeal the sentence and would still run against Vladimir Putin should Mr. Putin decide to seek another term in office. Russian law bars anyone found guilty of committing a high-level crime, which would include embezzlement, from running for office for 10 years. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.